And now let's bring in NPR's Debbie Elliott. She's in Jacksonville, Florida, way up in the north on the Atlantic. She's monitoring Hurricane Dorian for the whole area. Deb, you tell us the winds have been picking up there. What's going on?
Yeah, it's beginning to start to feel like tropical storm conditions here. Very much gusty winds, some intermittent rain that started to pick up a little bit as the storm moves up the coast. You know, downtown Jacksonville is pretty much deserted. Most of the businesses were closed. The beaches were told to evacuate, and travel is now restricted, so you can't go on over the bridges that lead out to the barrier islands. Our curfew is also in place so that emergency crews can respond as necessary.
And it's not anywhere near, and it's not going to be anywhere close to what parts of the Bahamas went through. But what are you hearing?
Right. So, yeah, definitely not the kind of hit suffered in the Bahamas, which obviously is in crisis now. You know, here in Florida, it's mostly a sense of relief that the state has certainly escaped the worst because Hurricane Dorian is far enough offshore that it's not causing the problems that were once feared. Still, there are some effects. You know, more than 14,000 customers have lost their power. The waves are really churned up along the coast and pushing water up into some roads that would have otherwise been dry. Most people I've spoken with say they are remaining vigilant because this storm has been unpredictable as it made that slow move up the Atlantic coast. In Jacksonville, Jerome Owen says he has sandbagged his house as Dorian's impact is starting to show up.
We experienced winds and a lot of rain. I just hope it ain't too much rain. You know, flood the house.
Deb, we were reading reports of one man who was trying to shrink wrap his house, you know, with plastic wrap to just try to keep the water out.
I don't know about that.
And I don't know if that's going to work. But up the coast from Florida, other communities are preparing for what could be brutal conditions from Dorian. You know, as we just heard, concerns about storm surges, flooding. So what are officials in Georgia and North and South Carolina saying now?
Well, they're saying now's the time to get out if you're in an evacuation zone. You know, you want to get going before the conditions deteriorate. You know, millions of people have fallen under those evacuation orders. And at one point, all roads leading out were turned, you know, the contraflow on the interstates and highways just to get people out. You know, like you said, the biggest worry right now is flooding. Charleston and the South Carolina Lowcountry are certainly very vulnerable, as are the Outer Banks of North Carolina, with forecasters saying you're going to have this combination of up to 10 inches of rain as well as storm surge of 4 to 8 feet. And that threat will increase as the core of the hurricane moves a little bit closer to the coasts of Georgia and the Carolinas than we've seen here in Florida.
I know you've been collecting sound. What are you hearing?
You know, people are watching and worrying. You know, they've had a really long time to watch the storm because it did stall over the Bahamas, and they've seen how awful it was there. Neil Estroff of Savannah was watching Dorian's progression and trying to make that call whether or not he was going to evacuate. And it's kind of a hard decision. He's worried the hurricane might come too close to the Georgia-South Carolina border.
Truthfully, I would like for it to go out to sea so it doesn't affect any other humans. So I wish it would just head out and play with the fish.
Play with the fish. That's a thought. And we just heard there from somebody.
That's what everybody's wishing, you know, Robin.
Just go out there. Debbie Elliott, NPR's reporter in Jacksonville, Florida, monitoring Hurricane Dorian for us up and down the coast. Debbie, thank you. Stay safe.
Thank you, Robin.